It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. In today's ship schedule, we have three inbounders, we have three outbounders, and we have four vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds, 15 to 20 knots, rising to 20 to 25 in the afternoon, wind waves from the north, 4 feet high at 6 seconds apart, and southwest swells, 2 feet at 19 seconds apart, and patchy fog is in the forecast. So we have wind waves from the north, southwest swells coming out from further out to sea. Those wind waves are caused by the local weather conditions, but they're kind of coming at each other from on an angle there, on a pretty big angle. So we might see a little confused seas out there just because those forces are kind of at odds with one another. And today we're going to be talking about winter weather patterns in the Pacific Northwest and how the National Weather Service thinks that it's going to be another La Nina winter here in Oregon and Washington and other parts of the Northwest. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We've got the ATB Corpus Christi arriving from Los Angeles, headed for Portland. She is got refined petroleum as her cargo. She will pass Astoria about 8:30 a.m. and arrive in Portland by about 2:30 p.m. She's an articulated tug and barge rig, so she is a tug and a barge attached together with a hydraulic pin system. That's kind of an interesting, relatively new wrinkle in tug and barge technology. The Funing is a bulk carrier that is coming into the river a lot right now. You'll hear her name a lot on the ship schedule. Arriving from San Francisco, headed for Vancouver's anchorage, she's going to pick up scrap metal in Portland. And she will come in past Astoria at about 11 a.m. and be in Vancouver by about 5 p.m. The Rigel Leader is a car carrier arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the port of Portland. Toyota's on board there, and she will pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m. and be in Portland around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday. In our outbounders, the Indigo SW is leaving Longview with soda ash on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. The Kota Lucas is leaving Portland. She's a container ship, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. The American Freedom is a petroleum tanker leaving Portland around 9 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3 a.m. on Wednesday. The Dene is leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. on Wednesday. And we have three ships in the Astoria anchorage. They are all awaiting orders. The Manta Chichake, the C.L. Lindy, and the Armonia I. And they're all sitting high in the water because they don't have cargo on board yet. They will eventually, when they come downriver, we'll see them hunkered down with that cargo getting ready to head out to sea. I thought today we would take a look at global weather patterns and what is probably in store for us coming this fall and winter. So while we're still in the midst of summer and finally getting some nice summery weather here on the coast to go along with it, I think most folks are starting to notice that the days are getting a little shorter as we inevitably head toward the start of meteorological fall on September 1st. So weather experts are starting to look toward fall and even winter here. The National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center issued a report this month that says it's likely that this winter we'll have another La Nina weather pattern here in the Pacific Northwest. So I thought I'd talk today with you about what that means. I'm sure you've heard of La Nina and El Nino as familiar climate patterns that we hear about in the news. To understand this, let's start by talking about overall world weather patterns. But just to clarify, global weather patterns are complex, and so what I'm saying here is pretty vastly simplified. Under normal conditions in the Pacific Ocean, where we are, the trade winds blow from east to west along the equator, blowing warm water from South America towards Asia. These trade winds are part of the world's normal climate patterns. So what are trade winds? Well, the term hails from the days of sailing cargo ships like clipper ships that sailed in a band around the Earth about 30 degrees of latitude above and below the equator, where the Earth's rotation causes air to slant toward the equator in a southwesterly direction in the northern hemisphere and in a northwesterly direction in the southern hemisphere. You may have heard of this, broadly referred to as the Coriolis effect. That's part of the climate engine that creates trade winds. Trade winds were steady, fast winds that allowed ships to make good time traveling from one part of the globe to another, carrying goods or trade. As that warm water is being moved westward by the trade winds, cold water rises from the depths, That's an associated process called upwelling that you've probably heard of. That's important for bringing organisms to the surface that are vital food sources for creatures like whales. Other factors in world weather are El Niño and La Niña patterns, which are two opposing climate patterns that break these normal conditions. They affect global weather, things like wildfires, and entire ecosystems. El Niño and La Niña, by the way, are Spanish words meaning the boy, El Niño, and the girl, La Niña. Episodes of El Niño and La Niña typically last 9 to 12 months, but can sometimes last for years. El Niño and La Niña events occur every 2 to 7 years on average, but they don't follow a regular schedule. Generally, El Niño occurs more frequently than La Niña. However, right now we are in a La Niña pattern. If it continues, as scientists suspect it will, we'll be entering the third straight winter for this pattern here. One good thing, La Niña has been linked to abundant snowpack in the Pacific Northwest. It's also linked to cool ocean temperatures, which are good for fish. Good snowpack in the winter means good snowmelt in the spring. That means drinking water and less risk of dangerous drought and wildfire. But while La Niña means cool and wetter winters in northern climates, it can mean drier and warmer winters to the south. Then there's the El Niño pattern, which has opposite effects compared to La Niña. It's triggered by above-average ocean temperatures. The National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center sees almost no chance that an El Niño will form next winter. The Climate Prediction Center predicts sea temperatures will be 0.5 to 1 degree Celsius below average, which is what will cause what will be a weak La Niña this winter, according to predictions. Here's where the Pacific Northwest is in terms of drought conditions. 8% of Washington state is currently experiencing drought conditions. They're actually in the best shape of any western state. Some areas of the central part of the state are experiencing moderate drought conditions. About 65% of Oregon is in drought, with areas of the central part of the state in severe or exceptional drought conditions. And 45% of Idaho is in drought conditions, which is mostly a mix there of dry to severe drought conditions. However, California, Arizona, Utah, and New Mexico are entirely in severe or extreme drought conditions. That's a serious predictor of wildfire risk. So a little bit there about what we might expect this winter in terms of precipitation here. If these predictions hold, we should see snow and rain in the Pacific Northwest, which is at least some welcome climate news. Information in today's report came from a variety of sources: NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the National Weather Service, the U.S. Drought Monitor, which is a program out of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and the Capital Press newspaper in Salem, Oregon. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.